start with the senior center.
Thank you. I'm going to make this very quick because I have to go over and open up for a meeting over there. And what I gave you was just really the budget year-to-date, which would be November 6th. And then I figured on the second page, my balances and what would be spent in November and December. And it's all good. Yeah, balances are good. The only thing that I would figure out, Nick, we talked about, if at the end of November, December, get another budget analysis and see how you would transfer.
We can sit down and do that.
Fine, yeah. But I won't know that until, you know, just every December.
Well, let's meet at the beginning of December and we can look at what's in the account then and go from there.
All right. So, and then there's a calendar with all the classes, so unless you have any questions.
System is up and running. Kamal, you have a copy of an example of an export of a full day's attendance. It was yesterday's. Youth are signing in to the new check-in system. We're still checking in through a paper system also for redundancy to make sure we get everything, and for the kids who haven't gotten their names into the system yet. Seems to be working well. Lots of little kinks to work out, but it's working. Staff is also checking in through the same system, through their ID cards. And I would hope that as of the next pay period, the timesheets will be coming from the check-in system, not from the paper system. So I'll update you on that. In total, we have 86 youth in the system ready to go, and we're still working on getting the remaining youth in there, but those are our core participants, so we've got the bulk of them in there, which is great. Robert finished painting the outside of the addition of the youth center yesterday. As you all know, we're doing a spruce up of the youth center. We got the interior painted, which is a big help, and then we've just done the exterior. We're going to be looking at a mural to go along with the existing mural that was done last year in coordination with Kite's Nest. So that's going to be a fun process moving forward. And I want to thank Harrington's for donating the paint and materials for that whole project, which was great. They were really helpful and no questions asked, gave us what we wanted, which was great. Fingerprinting system is also fully operational at this point. We're into all the computer systems. We've gotten through all the processes for the state and the private company that does one of the programs. So we're ready to go with that. As soon as we have a new employee over the age of 18, we'll be able to test the system and actually go through the process. The hoop shoot was a big success on Saturday. I think you were there, Kamal.
Yes.
It sounded like it was great. I was away for the weekend, but everything I heard was that it was a good turnout. So hopefully we'll look at doing that at the youth center again next year. Vern Cross played a big role in that, so I want to thank him and thank the Elks for partnering with us on that. The last update is that I will be remaining on as the director of the department. Statements from the mayor's office, from the commissioner, and from myself. I gave all of you copies, and there's some copies for the public out there, too. current programs, the Sound Lab, which I've told you about, that's been running great. The new development in that, which we're really excited about, is that we now have youth who have gotten to the level of development in that class that they can use all the software and systems themselves. They come in the evenings with one of our staff, check out the stuff, and are starting to make their own beats and music on their own without the instructor there, which is a goal of ours to be able to do that. We never thought it would happen within 3 months of starting the program, but kids always surprise us with how quick they learn things, and so it's been really great to see that happen. The Youth Soccer League finished up. We had a rainy end to the season with a bunch of canceled days, including the last day, which was unfortunate. So we tried to just do something to finish it off, and we had a little party after the hoop shoot for the parents, and I think 30 kids showed up, which was just not bad for a Saturday event. Everything we heard from the parents was that despite the rainy end of the season, folks were real happy with this year, so we're looking to build off of that next year. Community dinners. There's one happening right now at the youth center. Yesterday's was canceled because school was canceled. But I left about 65 kids there having dinner. Miss Pearl was just about to serve fried chicken, and it looked like it was pretty good. So that's going.
What time is that?
if we can wrap this up quick, we could all head down there. Boxing program is ongoing. You all know how great that is. Sewing program, Business Stiff Circus. We're currently working on a plan to get some of our kids down. Stephanie from Middle Stiff Circus, who you all know, is now the ringmaster for the
Big Apple Circus,
which is very exciting. And she has recently gotten a donation for a group of Hudson youth to come down there. We have a date, so we're going to partner with Promise Neighborhoods, Kite's Nest, and the library to send a bunch of Hudson kids down to get to go see the show for free. And it sounds like Friends of Hudson youth might help with transportation, so that's very exciting. Continued high numbers at the youth center. We had a 99 youth night, which again for decent weather in October is pretty unheard of for us. So we're expecting really high numbers this winter, given how high the weather will fall. Up and coming, we're working with the Elks to plan out the turkey trot. We're going to get that to be a bigger, better race this year. We're working with a group, both of runners and folks who've done it in the past, so hopefully that'll be a fun one on Thanksgiving morning. The community service program, that's still something we're working on. I'll update you as we do more with that. Snack Attack is a really fun program that's going to be launched on Friday. That's in coordination with Talbot and Harding, who's donating both the ingredients and the instructors, and we've already got a fully signed up list of kids to cook banana bread with them. They're going to come in on Friday. They're going to cook banana bread. Friends of Hudson Youth has purchased a whole set of cooking implements for all the kids, and so we have a whole setup. So all the kids are going to have their own thing. They're each going to make their own part of it. So that's another thing that folks could stop by for on Friday, some banana bread at the youth center. I'll let you know. The budget, we've been talking about the budget. At this stage, the budget has been approved by the BEA. It'll be presented to the public, I believe, tomorrow, and then to the council on the 13th. As the budget stands right now, I believe we're at 540,832 dollars. And that's a 17.4% increase over the projected 2018 end of year budget for us.
The presentation tomorrow is for the council. The public meeting is following.
Oh, the presentation tomorrow night is from the council.
Yes, for the public council.
Got it. But that's still open to the public, right?
Sure. Okay.
So that's what I've got in terms of updates, up and coming, new stuff. Do you guys have any questions? We're working
DPW
with, what's that?
DPW?
Yeah, Rob Perry has sent over Matt Shook, who does a lot of their plumbing, and he's gonna put together a plan for us. So, more updates to come on that too.
So some of the items that were cut from the budget, do you have any plans on how to solicit some of those things? Or?
I haven't gotten to dive into those details yet. I really haven't even been able to review exactly what was cut. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't totally in on everything that night. I didn't have my computer with me the night that of the last budget meeting, so I didn't get to take my usual detailed notes. But I was sent the last numbers, and so I got to go through and review and just see exactly what it is. From my recollection, without having the specifics, most of the essentials were all in the budget, so I'm really happy about that, and that's a really exciting thing moving forward.
I think some of the things that weren't, that we did, for those that don't know, I'm on the budget, the BEA, which is current, the budget. Some things that we had to cut, it was a tough budget period, but I think it shouldn't be up to Nick, but I hope at some point the community learns that there are a number of things that we can seek donations for without. And it's possible, I think, you know, because none of them are like incredibly high ticket items.
No.
You know, they're all reasonable.
And we did, I actually forgot, but we recently just solicited somebody on Facebook who was trying to sell some chairs and said, hey, if you can't sell them, let us know. And it turns out he had 100 that he could donate with rolling cars to put them on. The mayor also may have located some more chairs for us, which is great from a local citizen who maybe owns a furniture business.
They're sitting in my.
Yeah.
No cost.
So that's so great. Now that I think about it, those things are tripping me. So that would be great.
Anything else? All right, before I turn it over to the public, we can't discuss anything personal for personnel issues. So I just want to give that warning. I also want to ask everyone to be respectful, keep all items to yourself. but before that, I do want to make a statement to say that I'm very happy that Nick will remain with us after many conversations with the Common Council President, the mayor. I think it's the right decision, and as a community and as a department, I think we really need to move forward now and focus on what's important, and that's the youth that occupy these buildings that we go to. So I think that has to be the focus going forward now. But we are very happy to have Nick back. Well, not that you ever left, but I do want to open it up to the public now.
Hi, Maya Reed, 415 State Street. I just want to express how glad I am that Nick was given his job back, and my gratitude to the mayor for understanding the importance of his role in this community with youth and for us all. So, glad you're here.
I want to ask a question concerning, like you say, going forward. I would hope that any further or any future decisions that are made concerning someone who represents not only his own person and in the role for which he was engaged, but who represents so many other people, and so any decision made concerning that individual has consequences that are grave to many other people. I would hope that any decision that were made would be always public and have influence by public to make the decision even in effect.
I mean, I definitely agree with having transparency. We just have to be careful from an HR perspective for the safety of Nick. Also, you know, it's a part of the job as well. I think in this position, it's taken lightly how much relationship building is important. And that's something that you really can't put in a report or anything like that. And the fact that so many people wrote letters and showed up shows the hard work and all the relationships that have been built in the past couple of years.
In the spirit of moving forward and making positive progress in this moment, I am appreciative to the mayor for making this process move forward in the way, in this way, and responding to and listening to the public. And I'm grateful for the ability to have these kinds of conversations and exchange, and for your willingness to respond in kind. And in that spirit, I want to sort of, I don't know if it's a discussion or at least put it out there, of considering how we can, as a community of people who are involved with youth in this community, and a lot of youth showed up to the last meeting and have been asking us since then how they can be more involved. What are some of the practices and pieces we could put in place to be more involved in the in this committee, to be more involved in the sort of transparency and participatory governing of the youth department going forward that would be helpful and proactive, so that I can give specific information to kids and other people who have come to me of how can I help this, how can I help the youth department continue to succeed, how can I help the city continue to support the youth department as we move forward. So I don't know if you guys have specific ideas or asks, or if that's something to sort of generate together, but
that would be. I think that's very important, and we're all youth workers or former youth workers up here, and I think when we have a youth committee that can report every meeting, even, and we can get information directly from the source, that would be really helpful. I mean, I know I would be interested in helping out with that in any way.
When you're saying youth committee, you're saying a youth committee made up of youth.
Yes. That's,
yeah.
That's why I wrote it back.
There used to be a youth advisory board, so I don't know.
Yeah,
what
that's
to that.
the language I was looking for.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I know it was established at one time, so I don't know what it would take to reinvigorate that. And that was community members and youth on that board. So I don't know if that's something we would
to work with. Kyson asked in the library and promised, and maybe Perfect Ten also, to bring that committee or board together. But then also, I think, moving forward, I would really like to have this committee serve as much as it can as another place where the community can come, where the community can not only just come to say something when they're angry, but to proactively look at how the city of Hudson is working with youth. Because, I mean, just in the audience right now, aside from the people up on stage who have experience with youth, I mean, we have like an all-star team of just people who are here right now, and their experience working with youth, their experience working with youth organizations. So we're very fortunate in the city to have all this expertise, and for us not to, as a city, listen to all of them. We've seen now that they're active, they want to take part. I think we would be remiss not to find a specific way to really take that input, take those ideas, and make sure that as we make big decisions moving forward, like Ms. Padilla says, all kinds of decisions, that we do that in coordination with the community and youth leaders and youth. That's always go back to the youth as the most important thing. Absolutely. I would love to talk about specific ways that we can do that. I don't necessarily have the idea myself, but I know that some of the letters that I've received in the past few days have related specifically to that. So maybe at the next meeting or the next common council meeting, we can look into that.
Well, you might recall back in January, I asked the public to volunteer for various committees. That office is still open. And with the one caveat, you know, they can't be voting members of the committee because they're not elected. That doesn't mean their power would be diminished. They would be hurt.
Right.
It doesn't mean a commitment. You've got to show up to meetings. We already have a non-voting member of the housing committee. We have a non-voting member of the EPW committee. So this is, you know, happening. And it's always been my hope that more people would volunteer for committees like this. Of course, it'll be up to the chair to make the final decision about this.
So people can approach you?
Yeah. Approach your mom.
Yeah.
Any other?
Just a question. Tom, could a youth join the committee as a non-voter?
I don't see why not. I mean, I don't have to check if there's any special objection that, you know, if they're not 18 or whatever. But I don't see why not. If they're not voting anyway, I don't see why not.
Yeah. I mean, my only interested that would be, like, if we have a role for them. Because I see, like, on a lot of school boards and different things, they always have the youth, like, sitting at the end. They ask them one question the entire meeting, and they don't really get to, you know, participate. So I'd rather not have that. I'd rather have them, we work out a way where, you know, they feel appreciated, and they're not just at the end, like, these adults are boring kind of thing.
Except they should understand adults are boring.
Yes. Usually, not as late.
Speak for yourself. Yes. I just want to thank everybody to restoring the sanity and getting Nick back in the driver's seat, I think, is extremely important to the city and our children who are endlessly needing all kinds of support. So, hurrah for everyone that made this happen. And congratulations, Nick.
I have an offer to support the project. My son Marcos is a black belt self-defense, and he wanted to be a voluntary to teach this art to children and little kids or young, and it's an offer. It's voluntary. If you want it, here's it.
There it is. There it is.
All right.
Perfect.
We might need security here. You're interested. Anybody else? We have the mayor here, so I don't know if you want to make a statement, Rick, a short statement.
No, I just thank everyone, and I know it's been a strange and difficult few days, and I certainly appreciate the community. I appreciate the response from certain things, and I also want to bring in, you know, the Mark. Mark is has been extremely involved in this, and I thank everyone for their patience. I think, you know, the last meeting that we had was not the way that I think Hudson is, I don't think it reflects the community, and it does not reflect the community that I know in Hudson. So I'm we're going to stick by our statements, and that's essentially it. But I'm happy. I'm happy Nick's up there. I'm happy everyone's up there, and we will go forward.
Anyone else?
My name is Nikki. I work at the Hudson Youth Center, and I just want to speak for all the employees at the Hudson Youth Center. We are very happy to have Nick back at the head and in charge, and we are glad he didn't go anywhere.
Just one thing I just have to say. I know Nick on a personal level and a professional level, and I just want, for those who do not know Nick that way, he is deeply embedded into these youth as far as he could get under the ground. I just want everyone to, like, I appreciate all you do and all you've done. The hours, the selfless things that you do for the youth does not go unnoticed. Of our grassroots organization days. Kamal and I really, with Joni Hunt, were the original Commerce Neighborhood. As grassroots under the earth you could get. So I'm sure he could dig up some very good youth that could be here because they are the leaders of the future. So we could bring them in.
I agree. Thank everybody for coming. I think it's been said, you know, it's very important. Relationship building in this department is essential. Some of these things you can't put on paper, or, you know, you can't talk about in meetings, like the countless relationships you have to make with youth. When things happen at all times of the night, when phones go off and you gotta keep your temper straight, but this is hard work. And I want to thank Nikki and all the other workers down there at the youth center, and keep up the good work. I know we had an amazing summer, and now let's get back to work. We got a budget to pass, and you know, a future to make bright. So thank everyone for coming.
Second.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bye. Cynthia.